The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The thing I do want to talk about is, do you listen to this Big Fatty online program, Adam?
I do. Yeah, he was, he did a pre-recorded one on Friday. You know, I do want to say something about the pre-records.
Yeah.
Unless it's like and what does he call it? At the bar or under the bar or over the bar, you know, where he like interviews someone.
That's the gaze. Yes. But okay. Yeah, sure. Over
you
the bar.
You can't tell that it's pre-recorded because he talks about the same thing every day. So it doesn't, you can't tell that it's pre-recorded. I mean, why does he even have to say the following episode was recorded on a blah, blah, blah?
Adam, every podcast is pre-recorded. That's the whole point. Other than the people listening to us streaming live right now, we are also pre-recorded. So it's,
that is true.
It's kind of one of those things.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He talks about the same thing every day.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2169 of the BFO for right the 20th of May 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a few things to read to you, and we're going to spot Big Fatty. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty, is that like Mr. Mooney and Miss McGillicuddy? No, it's Miss Carmichael. That's it, Lucille Carmichael. Yes, Big Fatty. No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Moonies. Your moonies today, because y'all, it's the full moon this weekend. Big Fatty, I know the old gal will be excited. Y'all, it's actually full tomorrow. Tomorrow night, on Saturday night. Y'all, I say it's close enough. And y'all, over here at the Horror Hotel, it's always a full moon. Big Fatty, we're not talking about you running around with your underpants off, even though you don't wear underpants. You know, I'm pre-recording this prior to departing for the to the Horror Hotel. But y'all, it looks like it's going to be a little bit of a moist weekend over there. I'm going to check the weather bug here. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, I've still got, for some reason, I've got Northern Mexico in my weather bug still. Why won't that come up? Big Fatty, we don't know. It's because you're not prepared. There it is. Okay, let's just see what it's going to look like. Well, Big Fatty, oh, there it is. Y'all, looks like it's going to be raining on Friday, raining on Saturday, and raining on Sunday. But y'all, the high on Friday is only going to be 76, 78 on Saturday, and 81 on Sunday. Big Fatty, well, you're going to be moist. That's one thing you know for sure. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we've gotten an e-letter. We've gotten an e-letter from that Patty Bacon, and it starts off, ole, Big. Y'all, that's like, hello, backwards. Big, Patty. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Needraba, North Dakota. That's backwards, Aberdeen. Big, Patty. I'm single and childless by choice, and very close to my family, especially my straight cousin, Kathy. I am exactly 1 week older than her, and we are both straight. Imagine that. But first of all, Patty, you need to get your cousin to call back in to the old little show and get back on the 20. Yes, but Patty, it says I am a travel agent and tour guide, and usually May is a bit slow for me. Although you would think all those May flowers from the April showers would encourage tourism, I think that Hat Day in the middle of the month discourages travel. who wants to go on a pleasure trip when you have to face a guilt trip, Big Fatty? Because work is so slow, I've been looking for other podcasts to listen to, and I found this one called Vera Speaks. I was so excited. I haven't seen Beth Howland for years since Alice went off the air. Oh, wait. I think she did one murder she wrote about 30 years ago. Anyway, Linda Lavin was usually cunty. Flo was hoary, and Vera was silent but for a tap dancing episode and throwing the straws in the opening credits. Imagine my surprise when I listened to this show and there was no Beth Howland. It was a man and some odd little creature. How disappointing. And now a question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Patty Bacon, who is Miss Bacon's straight cousin. She's exactly 1 week older than Miss Bacon, and they're both straight. And the question is, how do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off? This Vera show was so very similar to yours, just with a borscht belt host. I think you need to call that Star Jones or Judge Judy and sue the defecation, sue for defecation of character. Toodles, Patty, well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's always lovely to hear from a member of the Bacon family, especially since we don't hear from your cousin on the voice letters anymore. But this is an excellent question as to how do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off? And, you know, Patty, I learned a long time ago, and, you know, this is kind of an old saying that something is the finest form of flattery. Patty? Well, in this case, this Vera person, it is the finest form of fattery we're a bunch of 60-year-olds, and, you know, quite honestly, who can remember? Patty? Yes! Okay, thank you for calling. It's imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. I almost said repetition. Big Fatty, well, then you're if you keep repeating yourself, Big Fatty, if you keep repeating yourself, I don't even know where we're going with that. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, seems like it's been a month of Sunday since we've been over here at Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's been a month. It's been a month, and last time we were over here, there was a picture of Big Fatty with another gentleman called Big Fatty. Your legs are in there. It's kind of like this. Never mind. Move forward. Y'all, that Timmy Sims. Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims. We hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays. Big Fatty, I wonder how Lexi is. I don't know, but he's sending a picture. And y'all, it is vulgar. It is just vulgar. It's Big Fatty popping out of a cake. And y'all, Big Fatty's got some tassels on his fun bags. And it says, who wants cake? Big Fatty, I think I'm going to pass on that. And y'all, then that Peter G. That Peter G has spotted Big Fatty with another gentleman calling. Y'all, it's some sort of a Russian. It may be that borscht belt host from over there at that Vera Speaks. Big Fatty, something tells me it's not.
Thank you.
I'm going to close out the little show today. First of all, y'all, if you spot Big Fatty, just send the picture. Send a picture over there to that Spot and Crazy, and Spot and Crazy will take care of all the details. And y'all, it's just lovely when y'all send things over there to Spot and Crazy. Y'all, I've got something here from Paul, and he sent me this a while back, and y'all, it's an 8-year-old pens a thrilling apocalyptic novel about farts. Benny, was he writing about you? I don't know, but I'm opening the it doesn't seem to want to open for some reason. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Well, I don't know why that won't open. Why won't that open? Big Fatty, we don't know. Open link. Big Fatty. I don't know why it won't open. But anyway, Big Fatty, well, anyway, we'll come back to that. Paul, thank you so much for that. I'm looking here, and I don't see where it's opening up. Big Fatty, it's because you fucked it up. Anyway, all right, we'll move on. Y'all want to remind you that in just a few days, those of you in northern Mexico or anywhere in Mexico, you can start sending in your submissions starting the 23rd. That's Monday. That's Monday. You can start sending in your submissions for the June content contest. That's those of you that live in Mexico. And it's, it's the Big Fatty I Arted contest. And y'all, you have to send Big Fatty refrigerator art, and it must be of your own creation. You can e-letter in drawings, and you got to get your entries in before midnight on June the 30th, and then Big Fatty is going to pick a winner, and the prize is huge. It's huge. Now, if you live in Mexico, you can start mailing your entries on the 23rd of May. That's Monday. And write do not open till June. But if they come in before the 23rd, now they're not going to count. Now, y'all, you can send in a drawing, a painting, noodle art. Big Fatty, I like poodle art. Okay. You can make a painting with a coffee or kitty litter. Or you can even a magnet you can create to hang the art. Just be creative. And y'all, that's that Gus Chad is sponsoring that. Y'all, I heard from Princess Hannah. Heard from Princess Hannah here recently, and she says, I'm watching one of Adam, old Crooked Hat, Adam Burns, one of Adam's videos in your home. Your home, the Big Fatty's at the villa, yes, that's my home, is beautiful. I adore your plantation shutters. Now, do you have a full couch or just a chair and a half? It was also amazing to actually see you. You seem even feistier in person. Boy Genius also spent 3.5 hours at El Dentisto yesterday. He had four, not the regular three roots that needed to be cleaned out, and then a crown. Then he goes back in 2 weeks for the permanent crown, and then they start on the other crown he needs. I'm old enough to be his mother, and I have just one. I lost count on how many he's had. Big Fatty, you went to the El Dentista. I did. I meant to mention that on the Hump Day show. Y'all, I went to El Dentista on Tuesday. And y'all got a clean bill of health, except one of my old fillings needed to be replaced. So I've got to go back in June for that. But y'all, that just happens when you get old. Y'all, Gus Chad, he has sent in another e-letter, and he says a half popped content. He says, "Burg Party, they have started selling that half popped popcorn at the Hy-Vee. It's terribly addictive, especially the dill pickle flavor. I'm blaming you for my addiction." And y'all, I've not had this dill pickle flavor. Big Fatty, maybe that's the huge prize. I mean, maybe it is. But y'all, the half popped or the partially popped popcorn, it is delicious. In fact, I think the number one fan for 2016 in the flop foe were going to try that and call in, but I hadn't heard from them. Big Fatty, maybe they didn't like it. I don't know. Y'all know that Brian over there in the J-Pan, Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. He says, hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian with your BFO Coon report from the J-Pan, Mexico. And Big Fatty, he seems to be on assignment for the BFO. Well, you know, we always need cone reports. Big Fatty, we probably need a bumper then. Digger, get on it. It's the cone report. It says, okay, so the Japanese like and eat cone. You can buy canned cone anywhere, and it is often added to the solids. They put the stuff on the pizza pie sometimes. I've had amazing cone tempura in Japan, although that is gourmet and hard to find. The baseball player Ichiro Suzuki is on TV selling cone snacks. Basically, they were sold in the U.S. as bugles. And the cone soup is quite common, but fresh cone is expensive. I saw the first cone of the season at the supermarket today for $3 an ear. That is expensive. You probably ought to plant your own, I guess. It's usually served grilled on the cob with a little butter and soy sauce. I had never thought about putting soy sauce on corn on the cob, cone on the cob. That actually sounds kind of good. By the end of the summer, it will be down to about $1 an ear. Big Fatty, that's still expensive. I've never found a worm in an ear of cone here. I don't believe they exist in the Asia. And baby cone is imported from the U.S., available at most large supermarkets and department stores. Big Fatty, I want to go to the department store and buy some baby cone. I don't understand why you buy baby cone in a department store. Hope this has provided some content. Brian, well, Brian, first of all, thank you so much. It has indeed provided content, and we've got a cone report now. And y'all, Gus Chad is back, and he says, Big Fatty, the Big Fatty I ordered contest entries have to be able to be hung on a refrigerator unless Daniel sends you a table computer to hang that plays the animated cartoon. A print of the cartoon will have to do. You got that, Daniel? Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Big Fatty will have a full Volga report for you. Big Fatty, is cone involved? I hope not this weekend. Big Fatty Volga. Anyway, I'll have a full report on the second horror weekend in a row. Y'all, I'm going to meet Jim from that Stick It With a Poke this weekend. And y'all, it should be interesting. Y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat and that Daniel Biba from the Dubious Intentions. And Adam, today was kind of unusual. What is it you cannot say about today's little show?
He talks about the same thing every day.
Oh, today is wrong. We had a cone report. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.